I'm Liz Palka. President Trump is inviting Russian President Vladimir Putin to a second summit meeting in the U.S. The announcement came as the storm of criticism and confusion that followed the first summit is still making headlines. VOA's Carolyn Pursuti reports from the White House.
Against the fallout from their first private meeting in Helsinki, news that these two leaders are planning to meet again for a second summit, this time in Washington. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders on Thursday tweeting, "Those discussions are already underway." This as the president faces backlash over comments he made after the Helsinki meeting, when he disagreed with his own intelligence community and seemed to accept Vladimir Putin's claim that Russia did not interfere in the 2016 elections, which he later retracted.
That was VOA's Carolyn Pursuti reporting from the White House. A man apparently armed with a knife attacked passengers on a busy bus in the northern German city of Lübeck Friday. Police said the suspect was then overpowered and arrested, but not before eight people were injured. The incident occurred on a city bus in Lübeck near the Baltic coast and northeast of Hamburg. Three are dead in Gaza along the border with Israel, according to Gaza's health ministry. The Israeli army said aircraft and tanks hit targets throughout Gaza Strip on Friday after shots were fired at troops. Israel has pledged a tougher response to border protests, including balloons and kites, which have been going on for months. And we're getting a report in from Reuters that a total of 17 people have died after a boat packed with tourists capsized in the U.S. state of Missouri. The final four bodies just pulled from the wreckage recently. State Highway Patrol says 14 people survived. This is VOA News. The trade dispute between the U.S. and China continues to grow. President Trump saying in an interview with business channel CNBC Friday, he's willing to sharply boost tariffs on China. The AP's Sagar Magani explains.
He's already imposed or threatened tariffs on more than $230 billion worth of Chinese imports, and the president's indicating he's now willing to put them on every product imported from China. Last year, the U.S. imported roughly $505 billion in goods. The president tells CNBC he's willing to go to 500, blasting Washington's trade deficit with Beijing.
I don't like it, and I haven't liked it for many years.
His remarks sent markets sliding before the opening bell. China had already retaliated with duties of its own, and American businesses who'd be hit in a trade war are pushing back against the administration's moves. Sagar Magani at the White House.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said in an interview with VOA on Thursday, the Trump administration has much under consideration when it comes to violence against Rohingya Muslims in Myanmar. VOA specifically asked the secretary if the U.S. would consider a comprehensive arms embargo and more targeted financial sanctions against Burmese military leaders for their involvement.
We take these issues incredibly seriously, and your viewers should know that as well. There are many things that are under consideration by this administration. We want to see the course change here. We want to see the directional change here. We've not seen that yet.
United Nations human rights investigators have said on Thursday Rohingya refugees reaching Bangladesh continue to report violence and torture in Myanmar. The group interviewed new arrivals at a refugee camp where more than 700,000 have fled Rakhine State since last August. A week and a half after 12 young boys and their coach were rescued from a flooded cave in Thailand, the country's government says it will crack down on the media if needed. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
With the boys now home, attention has turned to how the media may handle the post-rescue story. There's been criticism of several news outlets, mostly foreign, who are considered to have ignored official advice to leave the boys alone for at least a month to try to avoid any psychological stress recounting their ordeal might trigger. Now the Thai government's culture unit is to propose a special committee to oversee the production of films, documentaries and videos related to the experience of the trapped 12 boys and their coach. A senior official says the foreign media may not know the consequences of Thai law, which is tough on child and information protection. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The United Nations Human Rights Office has said it is deeply concerned about a spike in intercommunal violence in Mali. Hundreds have been killed as the violence also threatens a presidential election this month. This is VOA News.
Best music today.